This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
Welcome into the final episode of this particular program. Excuse me. Wow, well, that didn't start off well. I'm Steve Arrett, your host, along with the Ghost. Ghost, are you here?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Ready to laugh in your face.
Of course you are. Ghosts are often petulant and cruel.
Yeah, and righteous and correct as well. The good guys won for a change, and I liked it. Aha! Here I am, representing the Lumber Madness Super Fans. Yeah, sending out thanks to everybody who was there before you go whining and crying about everything you got to say, and before some of your minions start whining and crying on the phone lines, I got to send a shout-out to the Super Fans, the Swink, the Stacy Sparkles, the Richard Atkinson, the Heather Dutman. They were all there, including the Hot Scots, Stephen Bartholomew McCullough, the Loaded Stinger Brian Robinson, and the one and only Big and Tasty Tony Fuller. Yeah, whether the heroes were there or not, you would have been surrounded. There was no way out for you, had nowhere to run. I hope you're enjoying being unemployed. Hi, Martez.
And also here on the show is the Minister of Sound, Martez Ale. Good evening, Martez.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Rested up, and I'm excited for this finale.
Well, you'll have to forgive me. I'm a little under the weather since the occurrences on Saturday. A little worse for wear, but I will soldier through what is the final authorized broadcast of this company. I'm not even allowed to say the call letters because of a court injunction. So there you go.
Well, you know what, Steve? I'm going to treat you like an Oscar-winning movie starring Clint Eastwood and Morgan Freeman. Yeah. Unforgiven! I want to know, I was banned from last week's show because of this this horrible individual right here. What part did you play in that, Martez? Now that everything's all said and done and the end is about 87 minutes away, what do you got to say for yourself? Are you sticking with Steve, the sinking boat in the river Styx, or are you coming with me and all the other super fans on our way to professional wrestling podcast glory?
This is how I look at it. I feel like I belong to both of you guys. We all are a team and a family. So I can't pick any sides. We're all one.
Well, we certainly put the fun in dysfunction, don't we?
Oh, most definitely.
Martez really didn't pick a side, Ghost. I didn't give him an awful lot of choices. So in Martez's defense, if you have any angst, you can center it on me. Martez is the straw that stirs this drink. He's the heartbeat of our show. And there really wouldn't be one without him. So, I would not be throwing any shade his way. Although, let me tell you about the super fan.
He's a straw, not a straw. He's a swizzle stick. And don't you curse the super fans on your dirty lips.
The super fans are garbage. Hot, hot garbage.
Wait a minute, that's a knock on the door, which means there's someone on the phone. Hey, Martez, let's see who's on the phone. Hey, Steve, guess what? Shut up! Who's on the phone, Martez? Who we got?
The door's open now.
Hello, caller. Pay no attention to the crying man behind the curtain. He just lost everything that mattered to him. Say hello to myself, the macho Ghost at Martez, even if we know who you are. Please state your name for the listeners at home.
Oh, I guess that's me.
Is this the
Hello.
One and only hero of the people, my former nemesis, Chuckle Charlie the Amazing Turtle?
Hey, Macho Gus, this is Chuckle Charlie here.
Shut up, Charlie. This isn't about you no more.
You know what? First of all, I hate guys who do characters, so snap out of it.
Yeah, go to your room right now, Chuckle. No, don't argue with me. That's what I thought.
Chuckle
Hello,
Charlie
everyone.
Has learned a valuable lesson over this weekend of the morals and ethnicities of ethnics between the good and the evil. The good being you, my shell amphibious friend, and the evil being this stinking lump of Christmas coal called Steve Arendt.
You got
well,
that right.
Turtle, before Steve cuts in, besides, he's sick anyway, and he got his throat ripped out by Mitch Blake's elbow. He's lucky he even has a nose, let alone any nostrils and sinuses to bring the air into his loud mouth. But why don't you tell us what you've got to say about this past Saturday as you snuck into the arena as the one and only Chuckle Charlie. Shh, don't tell anybody. I won't tell anybody you're the same guy.
You mean no one knows? All right, I did a good job. You know, it was an interesting way of how I did it. You know, I waited for everyone to go in. I was standing off into the shadows. And then I worked my way in. And it's funny, because didn't Chuckle Charlie ask for a comp from Steve?
He did, and he was supposed to have his own reserve section, if I remember correctly, 14 days ago, before I was rudely thrown off the air.
Well, he did have a seat. It wasn't necessarily front row. He did have to pay half the price. So that's strike two. And then he put him with his new – or was his new standard ladies. Ha, 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 ha. That was a good one, too. And then he didn't even acknowledge Chuckle Charlie. I mean – after he kissed his butt on the show the entire time, got you riled up, couldn't
yeah,
even get
Yeah, as we know now,
respect.
It was all a ruse to throw Steve off the track and just to prove to everybody what a lying, swindling creep Steve is. He didn't even set aside a good seat and a free ticket for an underprivileged youth who sang his praises like no other. Even his own son doesn't like him as much as Chuckle Charlie did, and that makes sense, seeing as Chuckle Charlie doesn't even exist, except in the
exactly.
corridors of the mind of the pizza-loving turtle.
It was all part of the plan, and I want to give a shout-out to those ladies, you know, the Sicilian goddess and the cupcake goddess, for doing one hell of a job in this ruse. I mean,
you know,
it couldn't have gone off any
I'm
better.
I'm going to interject just for a moment. You see, here's what I have to say about that. I'm not terribly happy that they, you know, quote unquote, betrayed me by tearing the signs. That just added insult to injury for the evening. But you talk about being fake. I mean, you know, I heard girls can fake it pretty well. But, you know, after that little birthday party we had and a ride on Space Mountain, I didn't really think it was fake.
Hey, Steve, in your past history with the ladies, do you think anyone's ever faked it with you before?
Not a chance.
Well, then that just goes to show you can't tell the difference, because they all have. Those women were in prison having to spend time with Steve and touch him and fondle him and pretend like they liked him. I personally know that they both threw up in a dumpster after you dropped him off.
Oh, man.
How dare you talk about the Drew sisters that way?
Oh, man, wrong set of chicks, man. But they did the same, actually. Call them.
I thought the Steve only got possums anyway.
Oh, man, I don't even
well,
know what, like, a ring possum? What is that?
You know what, I'm not okay. I'm okay with that. That's that Aaron Xavier, what a rascal. I found it hilarious that to this day, Antoine is defending what went on at Wreckage. There's no defense of that show. I mean, it was okay. I mean, you know, we did the matches and they were fine. You know, the athletes did well, but that show was cursed.
I think Steve is referring to, for people who may not know, former general manager, promoter, so forth and so on, I can say it because no one's going to sue me, of Crash Tested Wrestling, was in attendance checking out the final GPW Fractional North show, sitting right next to me, the Macho Man. We might have did some Facebook Live and Instagram stuff together, and he's also pictured with the super fans. Antoine Clemens was there, I think, to see Steve finally get what he deserves and to shake the swing hand.
I hope you didn't give him any money.
Oh, man. Well, that's what we're talking about, Antoine. There's no money to give.
That's what I'm saying.
He spent it all on that jacket and that phone.
That actually, there's more truth there than you might be understanding.
He and Stacy Sparkles were talking about the exclusivity and the expensivity of his cellular device.
Well, I'm glad you and the super fans and everybody in attendance got to have a good laugh and enjoyed the show at my expense. And
We sure did. We laughed so much. We had the best time watching you fall flat on your face, flat on your back, flat on your side, flat on your head, flat on your dupa. We had the best time ever seeing you get dragged out of the arena. I don't even think they put you in a hospital. I think they just put you in the trunk of an ice cream truck.
Well, they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm not dead yet, so.
No, but you're just as weak as watered down iced tea in November.
It's probably true, but you know, at some point down the road, somewhere down the line, everybody involved in my demise is gonna wish that I had been killed.
Yes, but hey, Turtle, hey, Martez, guess what? Hey, listeners, I think we've heard all this before. He spent about 8 months plotting and planning, and I must say, he was a devious, fiendish genius for pulling off what he did about 35 days ago. But once again, about 5 days ago, the reckoning came, and all your plans went up in smoke. Your plans lasted about 28 days, Steve. So about 8 months of planning for 28 days worth of results, I think you better not just go back to your drawing board. I think you better move everything out of the office, Mike Brady style, and turn that architect's room into an extra room for Peter, because he's almost 20.
Well, hey, then, okay. That's one man's opinion, and that's great.
What took him 8 months to do only took me 2 weeks.
I know. Turtle unraveled your whole thing in just 2 weeks with a mask and a couple of pieces of paper. And his unique turtle style.
That's right.
So it would seem.
Oh, yeah, Mitch Blake's elbow was there, too. And it's not anybody that you tried to murder Mitch Blake with a steel folding chair. You tried to expose his brain to all the fans. Who's talking about who didn't kill who? Man, oh, man, you're lucky you're still alive. They physically had to take Mitch Blake to the Target Wellness Clinic and have his brain turned around because it was knocked sideways by you. He was making out with Pennywrights because he couldn't tell the difference between her and Miranda.
I'm just going to let that one be. Just going to leave that one go. You know, it was a fight. And, you know, I've had people say I performed admirably in the face of overwhelming odds. I've had people say I look like an idiot. You know, it's run the gamut, but it doesn't really matter. You know, I left it, everything I had in that ring, and no regrets. No regrets at all. I lost. I gambled the house, and I lost the house. So what do? I work myself up and try to build a new house.
Yeah, just like a true narcissist right there, having no regret and taking very little responsibility.
Yep, no regrets, no responsibility. The best part about being retired and unemployed right now is I don't have to listen or appease the damn superfans.
That's right. You don't have to do that at all. You just have to get up whenever your wife texts you and bring her some potato chips, you whipped bastard.
Well, it's better to be a whipped bastard than a smart mark.
Oh, man, I don't know. These superfans outsmarted you pretty good.
Smart marks, ring rats, you name them, they're there.
Oh. Ouch.
Man, I don't know if I like that. You're talking about the super fans here. We formed a group like the Super Friends, so we're ready for anything.
Clearly, you are ready for nothing.
We're
going
to be following you to CSW, following you to Ileana Pro Wrestling, following you to D-Ray Tire in Homewood, where you can probably get a deal on tires and auto repairs from the people who work there, not Steve, because he'll charge you extra.
It's probably true. Well,
I'm sorry. I'm so excited to be back on the show, and so excited to rub Steve's face in his own defecation that I'm talking too much. Turtle, or should I refer to you as Mr. Vision Division Champion? I got interrupted you 10 minutes ago. Go and tell us how wonderful things were when you slipped Steve's throat.
It felt great. You know, okay, winning a title is all great and all, and then it. I'm glad I got it, but the fact that a plan like that I just wrote down on a piece of paper just worked for me.
He showed it to me. It was on the back of a napkin from Arby's.
That is true. And what's crazy is Steve couldn't do anything about it because I know in the back of his head he knew I got him. And he couldn't reverse it because that was his own rule used against him. His own inspiration, his own thing about the Vision Division title. It can be defended at any time, anywhere, and anybody can go after it. Even Antoine Clemens could have.
Oh, man. Oh, wait a minute, Turtle. Hold on. Steve, shut your stinking mouth. Martez, I hear another knock on the door. That means we have another phone call. Who could it be? Maybe it's a super fan. Maybe it's a GPW wrestler. Maybe it's an angry Antoine Clemens. Let's let him in, okay, Martez?
You got it. They're in.
All right, welcome, caller, to the line. And please introduce yourself for those who may not know who you are.
Hey, what's up, baby? It's the one and only, the black man, Coco T. Ware, leader and founder of Kayfabe the People's Band, Daddy. How's it going, Macho Ghost?
Oh, yeah, pretty good. Coco, I'm glad to hear from you. This is our new friend, Coco T. Ware. Yeah, good friend of Martez. I think they might be blood brothers or brothers from another mother, something like that, backing up Martez whenever he needs some help. Calling in into the show, talking to the good guy, Turtle. This is your first time, I think, calling in and talking to the devious co-host, Steve Arendt. What do you think about, what do you got to say to a villain of that ilk, Mr. Coco? Because you are an upstanding citizen.
Oh, yeah, that dastardly Stan. I said, that's his name. When he's behaving the way he's behaving, I'm not going to call him Steve. I'm going to call him Stan, baby. So listen, dastardly Stan, I need you to behave yourself and treat the good brothers good. Brother Martel and Brother Macho Ghost, they doing some wonderful things over there right now. I seen what you put on the Facebook post. And it ain't positive, baby. It is negative. We need all the positivity, baby. We need it all the time. How you doing today? We ain't heard from you in forever.
Yeah, what's up, Stan? How's it going? He won't even call you by your name because he's so disgusted with you. Someone you don't even know in another state thinks that you're a human pile of refuse.
Well, so much for the positivity Coco T. Ware is looking for. It's very nice to meet you, sir. Thank you for calling in and joining the festivities this evening. By the way, KFC called. They want your bird back.
Ooh.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
man,
whoa,
Coco.
Whoa, whoa. Wait a minute, wait a minute now. Hold on, hold on. Now, I need you to slow your roll, Daddy. The bird gimmick happens to be my kayfabe, Daddy. Coco, beware. See, I don't have a bird, but I do have an axe. And it's a bass guitar, baby. I'm the ace that plays the bass. You feel me?
Ace
ain't nobody taking
bass.
That back. I'm the ace that plays the bass. The bass guitar. Can you keep up with me, Daddy? You seem a little slow today. You're a little on the slow side, but that's all right, Stan. We're going to get you together. We're going to get you right, baby. But as
I
said,
Martez, the turtle, I like this. Someone else gets to insult Steve for a while.
That's right. We're just trying to get them together. It's all in fun and in good love. We're going to get them on his toes and keep them right. And let me just ask y'all this. How y'all felt about Cody Rhodes with that wonderful promo last night, AEW Dynamite? I thought that was phenomenal. Took me back to the days of seeing his daddy, man. I mean, it was upright, nearly up there with the Hard Times promo. Hardly anything can beat that one, but it had that same kind of feel and passion.
Man, your hero, one of your two heroes, Coco B and Dusty, that was an excellent promo there. I loved it. I was laughing and cheering last night. We always take a little break when Coco or our friend Tavon calls in to talk about the wider world of wrestling, which perhaps that'll be something we do in the future once Turtle and I have our own show with Martez and don't allow Steve on. But, yeah, I thought that was a great promo last night. I know Martez saw it. I don't know if Turtle and Steve did, but let me tell you, I'm excited for Full Gear this Saturday, and I want to see Cody Rhodes beat Jericho. I want to see him beat all the hair and makeup and leather jacket studs off of Jericho. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Got them fake LOD Road Warrior spikes on this jacket. That's gimmick infringement, baby. You need to come up with his own shtick, if you will.
That's right. No offense to Jamie Olsen. He got those at Hot Topic, I think. Martez, I know you saw it. You had something to say about it online. How did you feel? Martez is sleeping right now. Sometimes he has to take a nap because he does 8 shows in a row.
Hey, he's the hottest working man in the pro wrestling business and in the airwaves, baby. So we got to give him a little pass. That stand, though, we ain't going to give him much leash. He ain't going to give him much wiggle room right now.
You hear that, Stan? What do you got to say for yourself?
It's been my experience that, great promos like that, you know, they come down the road only so often. And a company on a roll wants to keep that roll going. So only a fool would expect Cody Rhodes to beat Chris Jericho at Full Gear. So not going to happen, boys.
Oh, man. I think Coco, that highlights the difference right now between the WWE and the AEW, what everyone always talked about. The performers are allowed to craft their own promos in their own way. I mean, obviously, Cody's an owner of the company, but you get to see it with everybody from top to bottom. They get and it turns into a much better product. Would you agree? Turtle, I haven't heard from you. Did you see the AEW show last night?
I actually watched it today, and I thought it was a good show, and that promo was phenomenal. Not AJ Styles phenomenal, but I felt, how should I describe it? I just felt that promo, you know, you feel the realism in it, and I don't know if I'm going to watch that pay-per-view, but I think that match will be great, and I'm hoping for Cody to win it just because Jericho doesn't need a belt, but we'll see what happens.
Hopefully the champion will end up like the new standard. Oh, my God. Hold on. Coco, Turtle, there's another call on the line. The knock on the door. Steve, there's another call. Can we answer 3 calls at once, Martez, or do we have to let somebody go? Is Martez on the phone? Where is he?
Yeah,
Wait, who's up there?
I figure we'll let Coco go for right now and I get this other call on.
All right, now Coco didn't get a whole lot of time to talk, but that's the way the show business goes sometimes. We've only got so many phone lines because the show has a budget of $3.75.
Understood, baby. It's all good.
But let me tell you something, Coco. I believe in the future, there may be, after the holidays have commenced and the New Year's have begun, I think there may be another show in this time slot with some of the people that you're talking to right now. So I want you to keep your ear to the ground and your hand on Martez's shoulder because we're going to need you to be calling in a couple months when that show gets up and off the ground. Can I get an amen for that?
Amen, baby. A to the man. I'm ready for all of it.
All right, real quick, plug the name of your band, and then we'll let you go.
The name of the band is Kayfabe, the People's Band. Catch us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Kayfabe, the People's Band, on all those social media platforms.
Thank you very much, Coco D, and I will look forward to seeing you in 2020, the year when everybody sees clearly. Yeah. Good night, sir.
Right.
All right, Turtle, don't go anywhere. I'm taking over the show because Steve's a horrible host. Turtle's still there. Steve's sitting in a bucket crying. Martez, who do we got? Bring up this next caller. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, man, I think I have a feeling I know who this is. But as we always say, and as I always say, for the people at home who may not know, please tell us your name.
Stacy Sparkles is in the house.
Oh, yeah, one of the super fans is right here. Stacy, you called in at a good time. First of all, you can tell Turtle how wonderful he is, and then after that, you can tell Steve what you think of him, because he was just ripping on you and the rest of the super fans. I think he might have referred to you guys as some kind of, I don't even want to say. Just, Stacy, what do you got to say? You're always so full of joy and light. I don't mean to make you negative.
Yeah. I first want to say, Turtle, you did do an amazing job. I told you a million times before, you pulled it off. You did a great job. You deserved it. You worked hard. And I know that great opportunities are going to come up for you. And go ahead.
I was saying, I appreciate that. Thanks for having my back.
And let me tell you something, it's not easy. Stacy Sparkles, yeah, she, sure, her life is as complicated as a tornado inside a hurricane, but she was there, as uncomfortable as she was, front row seats for all the action.
And to Steve, you guys may not like me, but he did a great job with the show, and I wasn't laughing when he was being dragged out. I could never do that to him. He was put in a position where he pulled it off. I mean, he pissed me off a couple times, but I mean, I just wanted to call him really quick and say GPW is going nowhere. They're going to start fresh. They're going to do wonderful things, and I think Steve, you will go on to do wonderful things. I think you need a break. I need a break. This is the craziest business. As a fan, I have never seen so much hate. And I just want to say this. No one wins in the end. When people want to attack other people or said, is it worth it? Is it worth it to get stressed out? Does it feel good? Do you feel good tearing people down? And this is not for you guys. I hope everyone hears me. I'm sick of it. I won't even write about it on Facebook. I don't even want to go on Facebook anymore. It's getting ridiculous. And Steve, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how Mitch Blake does it. Turtle, I don't know how you do it. I spoke to I have a list of people I spoke to. But the main point is GPW's last show was amazing. It was great. Except for watching Steve get dragged out and Mitch Blake bleeding to death. I mean, I think it was the best show that I ever saw with GPW.
Oh, man, what do you have to say to that? Turtle, you can take a chunk of that credit. And, hey, Stan, what do you have to say to Stacy Sparkles? It better be something nice.
I only have one thing to say and one thing only, and that's all you're going to get from me.
Brace yourself, Stacy,
you.
Just in case.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Steve. And, again, you did a great job. And another thing, people. Stop with the fat jokes. I'm overweight right now. My weight goes up and down. We are fluffy people. Do you want us to give you a list of what we eat so you can make fun of us? I ate a bag of popcorn today, okay? I'm sick of it. If you can't come up with better material than fat jokes, to me, I think you're pathetic. And you know what? Yeah. I know that it's part of a gimmick or whatever, but I don't like it. So if I don't like it, I just write about it because I don't believe in that. And I know Macho Ghost backs me up. You have to, Macho Ghost.
Oh, I back you up 110,000%. Any kind of joke about anybody's form or figure, anything that's personal. And then there were some people sitting behind us during the show, and I didn't appreciate some of their comments during some of the matches, and I should have said something, but I didn't because I was trying to be courteous. But, yeah, fat jokes are the lowest common denominator. And like Stacey Sparkle said, if you can't think of anything funnier than that, because trust me, they're not funny. Go back, ask Milton Berle if they're funny. If you don't know who that is, that's how old those jokes are, so you shouldn't be telling them. So shut your mouth if you got nothing intelligent and hilarious to say.
Thank you, Macho Ghost, because it doesn't matter who you are. I don't appreciate it, and I think it was so disrespectful to Steve. And I just want to tell Steve and GPW, you did a phenomenal job, and I got to meet Anton Clement. I mean, it was a great show, and if you missed it, you missed out. And basically, it's the end up here. We'll see what 2020 holds, but all I can say is thank you, guys. My last call in, I'm very sad. It's emotional, and Macho Ghost, you might have to fight me for this time frame. I've been in contact with Marquez already. I may beat you to your game.
Oh, man. Now, see, I was telling Stacey this past Saturday night that her and Martez need to get their own show. I would listen to that.
I'm down with it.
We can call it Sparkling Ale.
Ooh,
no! I don't think I could have my own show. People would make me cry. But, no, I just want to tell Steve, you did a good job. And I hope that people do not give you grief or anything because you stood up and you represented GPW and Turtle when the owner, Mitch, couldn't be here. And we all heard everything he has gone through, but you two have stepped up and tremendously did a fabulous job with everything. And I think that's all I have to say, and I hope more people call in and just, I don't know, I'm just a positive person. And Steve used to call Superfans, I'm not no ring rat. That's the only thing I'm mad about.
Oh, man, Stacey, I was hoping you didn't hear that because I think it was referring to you, and that's what made me so angry. Steve,
that's
you owe Stacey Sparkles an apology right now. Get on your hands and knees at home and apologize to the Sparkle.
No, he doesn't have to.
I was not talking about Stacey. Stacey's
one
of the good ones.
I
wasn't talking about you. I have given me keychains and support. I can ask for no more.
You know what? Let me tell you something, girls, ring rats, whoever you are. They don't care. They are not going to recognize you at the next show. They don't care who you are. Then your name gets dragged around locker room to locker room. And stay classy. You go there to watch them wrestle. They put on a great show. They risk their bodies. They get hurt. So that's all I got to say.
That's true.
Stacey, I'm glad you said that. That's a very important thing to say to all those young ladies out there who down the line, most of who feel like they're taken advantage of. Let me just say something to companion with what Stacey said. The term ring rat should be enough to make you second guess what you might be thinking about some of these guys or even some of these ladies. So keep your dignity intact. If you want to have a relationship with someone, friendship's a good thing, or maybe some kind of romantic thing outside of the wrestling building, think about that. Of course, you know, if people like to have fun for one night, that's fine as long as everybody's on the same page. But I think what Stacey is saying is ladies, have some respect for yourselves because some of these guys, they don't.
Yeah, and the thing is that some of the women don't realize that they're basically being used. And I just hope that they respect themselves and stay classy. And I will be at CSW. I hope you're there, Steve. And Macho Ghost, you never answer me back, so I don't know if you'll be there or not. Maybe I'll have Turtle call you.
I'm not even sure where I am right now. That's all I know.
And Steve, I need to be the babysitter with him in his mouth. And you know what?
I know.
Heather, I begged Heather to trade seats with me, and she had to yell at us, and I had to hold Macho Ghost back.
Yeah, I almost got into it. I don't even remember with who.
who either. I forget. I think it had, but did it have something to do with Turtle? I had to hold him back. The girl that couldn't even hardly walk, sitting in her chair, holding the ghost back. Not an easy thing.
I kept telling her to hit people with her cane. She wouldn't do it.
That's a Dawson battery. I got enough attorney bills. Come on, Macho Ghost. I could never be that mean. But no, I really just want to say, I'm seriously going to miss Steve. I really am. And I'm going to miss you, Ghost, because you don't ever leave your house. But I can make Nick Swink and Steve maybe kidnap you. I don't know.
Let's see. It's still okay. Got that wrestling show live on Tuesday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. Macho Ghost calling in at 9 p.m. on Evolution Pop at the Illinois Media School. So you can listen to that live every Tuesday. Perhaps Steve will call in, because even though he says he might be done with the wrestling business, I have a feeling tomorrow morning he's going to start plotting his next scheme if he hasn't already.
I don't think Steve's done with the wrestling business. He's actually more respected than he knows. And you know what? In life, not everyone's going to like us, and they're not going to be nice to us. And it's just life. It's not with wrestlers. It's with the world. We're supposed to be like these big influences on the younger generation, and it's actually scary. Just the way watching my daughter, if I ever did the stuff, and she's 20, a junior in college, sometimes I have to remind her, I don't know who you think you are, but, you know, we just all have to set an example. And, Steve, I'm going to miss you, but I know you're a clever person, and I know you'll be somewhere. You'll come back, but I feel you do deserve a break.
Well, thank you. I'll enjoy the break, and if it's the final break, then I'll enjoy that too. But thank you for your support. Thank you for always rallying behind us, and we appreciate you saying nice things about the show. It means a lot to us.
No problem. You guys, Marquez, Turtle, Macho Ghost, and Steve, have a great night. Other people, please call in, show support. Tell everyone how great the show was. But you guys all take care.
Thank you, Stacey Sparkle. Thank you for being such a wonderfully sparkly person, for always being a positive light in this dark world. And please take care of Baby Sparkles. Keep her out of trouble.
I try. You guys take care.
Good night, Stacey
Sparkle.
You too,
Cowabunga.
Bye, you guys.
Maybe she shouldn't have named her Baby Sparkles. That just sounds like someone who's going to get in trouble.
Well, that's probably true.
Well, what do you think about that, Steve? Stacey Sparkles transcends time and reality, and she actually has a soft spot in her heart for you still after all of your horrible antics.
And the knocking continues.
Oh, man, people are calling in left and right. You know what that means? That means a knock on the door, there's a call on the phone.
It means the inevitable is coming.
Turtle is still here. Steve is here. Martez, I believe, is awake in the control room. So hook us up. This is the Macho Ghost. Who do we have on the line right now?
It's Robin, the photographer.
Robin, the photographer. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Robin, the photographer. Now, I'm guessing that you're a photographer for GPW and just not some random person who takes pictures who called the wrong number.
Right. I'm GPW's photographer and one of Turtle's wives.
Wait a minute. Turtle's got more than one wife.
Oh, yes. There's multiple
Turtle.
Of us.
Turtle, until a couple months ago, you had a girlfriend. When did you get double married? Or is it triple
obviously,
married?
Obviously,
answer carefully.
Weren't around.
Is there
you
a GPW you put Utah that I don't know about?
Well, that's pretty much how it is. See, what had happened was,
there we go.
Between,
it's never good when
it
starts with what had happened was.
You would have to go back to earlier GPW weeklies to understand, but yes, I have wife number one, wife number two, and I had a girlfriend named Miranda.
Man, so you still
but
have
now,
two wives.
Exactly.
Do they know about each other? Where did you file this paperwork? Is it legal?
It's as legal as it can be in the sewers.
Why don't we ask Robin what's on her mind?
Good idea. Robin, what's on your mind? Don't listen to Stan over there. He's a piece of garbage.
Well, actually, I just wanted to call in since this is tonight's last show and just let Steve know that I appreciate him so much for all the hard work he did. I know that behind the scenes, people don't realize how much Steve actually did for this company, and it's beyond anything I could ever describe to people, and I want him to know how appreciated he is and how much I've enjoyed being a part of this little thing called GPW, especially due to my time with him. But I also want to thank Turtle as well. All jokes aside and everything like that, I don't know how to describe how much I appreciate the things that you guys have done for this company. You know, like Stacy said, when Mitch couldn't make it, you guys stepped up to the plate, and I've never felt like we didn't have direction because we had you guys, and I always knew that if I had questions or needed anything, you guys were right there, and it's just amazing what you guys did, and so I really want to make sure that people know how much you did and let you guys know how grateful as a fan and as the photographer I was.
Wow. Well, Turtle, you go first.
Well, you know,
I mean, she's your wife after all.
That's right. I could probably speak for Stan over there. We do appreciate your support, and you know, honestly, if you've been there for us, just like we were there for GPW, so it wasn't just us that kept it going. You were there too. You actually helped us with ideas, gave you know, your feedback, and we used that to our advantage. So you were just as part of the team as we were, being a great photographer and all. So, you know, we appreciate everything you did for us and the support you gave us. And, of course, supporting me more. But, you know, I won't put myself over too much.
Robin, rockin' Robin. You know what? Your words are kind and sincere, and you say you appreciate what we've done, and you know, it makes us feel very good to hear it. And I say you appreciated me so much that you tore that sign awfully quickly.
Oh, Robin, you're one of the ones who threw up in a dumpster after that fake date with Steve, right?
Yeah, you see. A marriage license, I mean, it was more appealing.
I'm just kidding. You know what? It's nice to hear that you thought we did a decent job, and I appreciate that. You know, it was a team effort. We all kind of pitched in, you know, when we had to, and, you know, things weren't always perfect, but they got done, and we got through it, and, you know, at the end of the day, I'm pretty proud of the product we put out there. And again, without Turtle and without my ace, I don't think we would have done quite as well. Your pictures were wonderful as always, always being used in the things I was trying to do. So, you know, you can thank us and we appreciate it, but we thank you as well.
Well, I thank you for that. It's nice to be appreciated. But I definitely didn't do quite as much for the company as you guys did. So.
Oh, you did 20 when you tore the damn sign. I'll never forget that. And I do mean never.
Yes, but, you know, we did have for one night. And that night is still special to me, even if I had to stay faithful to my husband.
Well, yeah, I don't know what happened between you and Lou stays between you and Lou.
Now, Robin, let me interject here real quick. I know that was like over about 10 or 2 weeks ago, so if you haven't seen any symptoms yet, you should probably still go get a checkup.
Yeah, I got my doctor appointment scheduled for next week.
That's a relief. Don't all talk at once.
And I also want to say thank you to Macho Ghost for your pleasant commentary and everything that you've done on this show. You definitely have brought it to another level.
Oh, man, well, thank you. I don't deserve any credit. I'm just here doing what I do. I do this at home by myself anyway, and the neighbors call the police. But thank you very much. I will accept your compliment, and I appreciate it very much. But as you said, Steve and Turtle, they were had their backs up against the wall in the bottom of a hole, and it was raining, and they didn't even have any galoshes on. And they brought – let me tell you something. I got to say this because I'm sure I might won't have a chance later. But I have not. I've seen a lot of wrestling in my day on television in person of all different types of levels, from 100% to zero. And I got to say, these last few months, especially at the Hell's Bells and leading up to the finale, I've never seen a storyline put together so well that that drew a story all through an entire show, through multiple shows, affecting almost every single wrestler and every single match on the card that made sense to me and got the fans going crazy over it. So we always hear those people say that I like to make fun of, tell a story. Did you tell a story? Well, anybody who did not see all the effort, all the thought, and all the craftsmanship by Steve and Turtle and others that went into making these GPW shows and this storyline over the last few months, well, you have no idea what a storyline is. There isn't anybody out there, anybody, and I mean anybody out there, in or outside of GPW, they can say they've wrestled, they can say they put on a show, but no one's ever tied together seven or eight events with all these different characters and all these different storylines and linked it all through the entirety of an entire show month after month. None of you have done that. So if Steve walked in off the street and didn't do enough sweeping or bag carrying for you, I don't really care, because he's been watching wrestling for 30 years and he's been watching movies and reading books his whole life. So he knows what a story is, and that's exactly what he made. So you can be jealous, go right ahead, because Steve paid his dues by being talented, charismatic, and somebody who was willing to put in the hard work. So if you can't appreciate that, then you better get out of his way, because he's about to make you a step on his ladder to further success.
Well, I don't know what to say. I think that's the first time.
Shut your mouth.
Never told me a compliment. I'm shocked. How do I respond to that?
You don't, because I'm sick of hearing your voice.
And there we go. Another bell drops.
Now, the question is, do you have a garbage can right next to you to throw up after all that?
Oh, man. No, it's true. It's true. I hate to say it, but it's true. I've been putting together events with Steve since high school for fun and laughs. And let me tell you, Steve actually did this. He got people who didn't want to work for that company to come back and work for that company. He put together a match that people thought they'd never see. He put his body on the line. He put his livelihood on the line, just like everybody else out there. But people look at Steve and say, well, you are not a professional wrestler. Well, he doesn't have to be, because he did something none of you have already did. If you want to come to me and show me your resume where you tied all this together for multiple shows and then pulled it off and made the fans happy, then go right ahead. But you can't, because you didn't, because he did it. And that's why he's on top of the mountain, even though he's a piece of stinking trash.
It's a smelly mountain.
I respect you professionally,
sure.
Even though personally, I think you belong in prison.
Turtle like that one. Is Robin still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Sorry to interrupt you, Robin. I wanted to get that. That's been on my mind, and you opened the door for me, so I'm sorry I took up your time.
You're fine, Macho.
So now, Robin, where do you go from here? Are you going to travel down south to take pictures down there?
I do not know. I actually haven't talked to Mitch to find out if my services are needed or what. I guess we will just have to see in the future what things hold for me, I guess.
Well, I sure hope you do, because I think you did great work for the company that I used to be employed by, and I think it'd be a real shame if you didn't get to continue doing what you did so well.
Well, it will definitely be something I'll miss if I don't get the opportunity, but if this was my one shot, then, you know, I had a great time doing it, and I'm glad I got the opportunity, but there's more for me in the future, then we'll just have to see.
I'm sure there will be, Rob. Oh, I'm sorry, we got another phone caller, because I hear the knock, which means the phone is ringing.
Thanks for all the great work you did.
So, yes, I cut Steve off. So go ahead, Steve, repeat what you just said. Then Robin will send you off into the night with your camera to take some pictures of nocturnal animals.
Robin, thank you for everything you've done. Thanks for calling in. And we'll see you down the road.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robin. Good night. Yeah. Compliments for Steve and Turtle because she knows what the truth is. And Marquez, speaking of the truth, we got another call on the line. So let's get that call going right now. Caller, can you hear us? The Macho Ghost, the Turtle, the Marquez, and Stan. Who are you? What you want?
Steve. I should have won.
Oh, man, who is this caller? For the people at home who may not know, please state your name and your Social Security number.
I am Cypher.
Oh, man, I was wondering why I had goosebumps all of a sudden. Turtle, you take over this interview.
Oh, sure, leave me to the wolves. The champ is here.
I don't have
to. So, gentlemen, it is GPW champion Cypher. Cypher, welcome to GPW Weekly.
I don't have time to talk. I got to find your goon, Metalhead.
Oh, yeah. If people didn't see the video that was released today on Facebook and other social medias, that the Cypher's new friend, now that he's become comfortable within his new group of friends, the Sideshow, everyone's favorite taco-themed entertainer, Nacho Clown, was beaten up by former GPW World Champion Heavy Metal, Ias Questra, get his belt back from the new GPW Heavyweight World Champion of the Asylum, Cypher. Don't get angry.
I ain't angry. I took care of Steve. Now I'll take care of Metalhead.
Cypher, you are the champion, and obviously Metalhead has beef with you because of the way, very legally took the title. I mean, you won your match, you took the speed pass, and you did what it was intended to do. I didn't think it would happen that night, but you saw your opportunity and you took it after Metalhead went through a table, and now you walk out of there as the champion. But boy, you've got my agent of evil in a lather, and I'd sleep with one eye open, my friend.
Oh, now, Cypher, I don't mean to butt in here because I do that all the time, but I know there was some honest-to-goodness confusion in the crowd as to what happened. So, Steve, if you just want to take a second and explain how Cypher got his title shot with the speed pass, because there were a lot of people in the crowd who were legitimately confused on how he won the title.
Well, it was clearly stated in every form and function. We had videos about it. It was stated in the GPW General Manager's match. Or in General Manager's corner.
I don't think it was stated clearly in the arena that night, and I think that's what caused the confusion.
Well, I heard Jamie tell everybody what it was about, but I'll go over it again. Renvar and Cypher fought in a match called the New Standard Speed Pass, which essentially gave the winner of that match a title opportunity at any moment, at any time, for any title. So if Cypher decided that he wanted to step up to Miranda Wright and take her title, he could have. If he wanted to challenge the Real Men of Genius that night, he could have. If he wanted to take Turtle to task, he could have. It could have been any title, but he chose the Metalhead, and we saw what happened. The champion to end the 2019 campaign and my tenure as general manager is a man that dominated GPW this year almost like no other, and that is the Monster Cypher. You made an impact, brother. You beat us fair and square, and you made an impact, and I look forward to seeing what you do with that title in 2020.
I won't interrupt you, Cypher, if you want to talk, but let me see. Yeah, you got the speed pass. You got the title. You can go through all tolls in Illinois free, which will help going down to GPW Fractional South. But, you know, I know you hate Steve, but in a way, Steve's responsible for the freedom that put you in this position. So not only are you conflicted inside your head and your soul all the time, this must be quite an enigmatic conundrum for the Cypher.
I never hated Steve.
You should have.
Some reason he hated Johnny. He put me in a position that gave me an opportunity. And I thank him. But I won't thank Metalhead. I'm going to end Metalhead. I'm coming for him. Bye.
And that's strong words from a strong man. GPW heavyweight champion, the Cypher. And boy, he certainly took his pound of flesh Saturday night at Nowhere to Run. And he victimized my my agent of evil. And Metalhead had some strong response, as we saw today in the final video. And, you know, we'll see what happens as we go down south. But the table is set for quite the rivalry down there, isn't it, there, Turtle?
Wow. Oh, man. You know, I still got goosebumps from him calling in. I really thought he was going to just slap me in the face just because he can. You know, I'm proud of that guy. You know, and it was good that he had a mind of its own, too. Because he, you know, everyone was trying to influence him. Oh, go this way. No, go that way. I said it not too long ago that for him to think for himself. And he finally did it, and now he's the champ.
They say fatherhood changes people. Maybe having that egg has brought out some goodness that Cypher didn't even know he had.
The sideshow has had a profound effect, don't you think?
You know, it's the one thing about the sideshow is they're goofy, they're crazy, but they make you think on your own. They're just as afraid of Cypher as anybody else, and they're not going to sit there and tell him what to do. They're going to let him make his own decisions, and I think that's what Cypher needed. He had Johnny Wilde, who was telling him what to do. And look what happened. Johnny Wilde's gone. Cypher was able to do things on his own. Now, he had a little bit of Steve in his ear because he had his contract. But in a way, Steve, you kind of let him do his thing. But you had him on a bit of a short leash for a little bit there. But so in the end, Cypher, and since joining the sideshow, has really been dominant, even more than before.
I had big plans for Cypher. I had big plans for him. They didn't matriculate the way I wanted them to, but in the end, I saw him at some point holding the title. I didn't think it would happen this way, but, you know, like I said, a man like that, with that kind of power, with that kind of force, with that kind of soul, I dare anybody to try to get in a man of that conviction's way. And, you know, as much as I am upset that we lost the title from the new standard, you know, heading down south, you've got a champion that, you know, those people are going to love. And you've got a pissed off Metalhead, and I'm sure Bo Tatum isn't exactly happy. So the title picture, as it continues in 2020, I think is set for some kind of hellacious match.
I think, as what you often said, Steve, as I've known you over the years, when the wild side split, looks like you backed the wrong horse. Metalhead is going to be melted down into a hood ornament, and Cypher, I think, is going to reign supreme. And let me tell you something, Fester was absolutely glowing with his bright, beautiful new egg that he laid only days ago.
Well, I can't wait to see what happens when that thing hatches. You know, like I said, 2020 could be the year of the sideshow. You'd be hard-pressed to find a faction of athletes that have their talents, but also have their entertainment value. And now with Shiny Gold, you know, in their stable, it's just a matter of time before maybe Tag Team Gold and Vision Gold come their way. They've started down a road they can't turn back, and it'll be fun to watch from afar. Wish I could be a part of it, but unfortunately that ship has sailed.
And it's a 4 or 5 hour road. Now help me out, you two gentlemen there. Martez, you can continue with your nap. Now there's something I'd like to clarify, because there seems to be lots of confusion out there in the wrestlesphere. Now, GPW, as I like to call it, GPW, there are two GPWs right now. There's one overarching GPW that runs the gambit from north to south Illinois. GPW Fractional North and GPW Fractional South. Now, GPW Fractional North put together its final show this past Saturday, Nowhere to Run. It was just not the season finale. It was most likely the series finale for this version. Will there be a special event now and then? Maybe. Who knows? But maybe not. So for all intents and purposes, when people say GPW's done and GPW Weekly is done, there will be no more talk of GPW Fractional North. Everything moves down the highways and dirt roads down to southern Illinois, where I believe they still think they're in the Confederacy. GPW Fractional South, that's where everything will be at right now. All the champions will be down there. All the people who still want to participate in GPW who were not members of the new standard, they'll all be down there. So GPW continues, but it's like Cheers has ended. The television show Cheers has ended, GPW Fractional North, and the television show Frasier, GPW Fractional South, has just started. Similar, a lot of the same characters, done the same people, some of the same people behind the scenes, but two different things, got the same name. So we're saying goodnight and goodbye for now for GPW Fractional North and saying hello to GPW Fractional South. And because of the geographical differences between the two, that's why there's such a difference. It's not like they moved over a city or moved over a county. That's quite a distance there, so a lot of things change when you put that much mileage in between two places. So did I spell it out well enough, Champ Turtle and Stan?
I think that was a pretty good description, although I think the Cheers and Frasier reference was poor. It would be more like MASH and After MASH.
See, that's what I was going to say before, but I wanted to use Cheers and Frasier because MASH was well-loved and acclaimed, and After MASH sucked.
Well, there you go. You took
maybe we see it deep inside what Steve's hopes for the future are. But, yeah, with the hopes would be that GPW Cheers with and GPW Frasier will be equally successful and possibly Frasier more successful down the line.
Well,
After MASH,
Mitch got his wish. He got his company back. And now that company that he hasn't run in 6 months, he has to run now by himself. And he'll say not by himself. He's got plenty of people, and maybe he does. And there's a lot going on down there with the facility and associations with other promotions down there. And I wish them well. I'm sure that they will thrive. I'm sure it's going to be a big metropolis, but I put my dice on the table. I rolled them and I crapped out.
The you sure did. Stay out of Vegas. The knock on the door. There's a call on the phone. Martez, hook us up. Turtle's still here. I'm still here. Steve's still here. Martez is hooking us up now because this caller is here. Caller, can you hear us? Please state your name and your social security number and give us the numbers of your bank accounts and credit cards.
I'm not going to do that, Macho Ghost.
Oh, man, I think I know who this is. Steve, do you know who this is?
There can only be one. The man who saw the moons over Homewood, the man who has seen it all, the man who has done it all, the architect of Fire Pro Wrestling, the host of that wrestling show, the mecca of pin ownership, the man himself. Ladies and gentlemen, behold the Swink.
Hey, Swink, welcome to the show. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's almost like we haven't talked in a long time. Oh, wait, yeah, we did.
It's been like 48 hours.
That's a long time.
Exactly.
Not exactly Nolte and Murphy, are you?
So what do you got
What's
to say
on,
to
Turtle?
Stan and Turtle here and Martez and Swink? Swink, are you bald?
Did I shave my head? Yes, I did.
I got to look at the footage from the red room, the mysterious red room inside IMS, and I thought someone stole Swink's hair.
I'm just wondering, are you dressing up for a John Cryer as Lex Luthor lookalike contest, or is this a permanent choice?
I lost a Lucha de Apuestas match in Mexico a couple days ago.
Oh, man, a hair versus mask match. Swink, I'm so sorry. I can't imagine. I don't know what would happen if I lost even one of my hairs.
Yeah, that's what happened. I lost, so, you know, I had to shave my head.
Well, I know a lot about losing these days and losing things because you lose. So if that's how you lost your hair, I can empathize.
Man, it's a good thing Steve didn't get his head shaved. He'd look like somebody, like a melted Zamiel.
Wow. That's not fair, but probably accurate. Okay. Well, Swink, what brings you on to the show tonight? A few final shots before I go?
Yeah, I figured this is because this is the last show. I'd better call in, you know?
Absolutely. And by the way, you did a very, very fine job working with Mr. Kenton on commentary. I have really enjoyed what I heard. You don't get much of a word in edgewise most of the time, but when you do, it gives me good memories of fonder times, and I appreciate you working with us.
Make sure you check out all the videos on Articulator SK on YouTube.
Oh, man, how did Steve Kenton get through?
A man of many voices.
I'm going on record and saying that the beginning of the show there was an audio malfunction where not the anthem, but America the Beautiful was not playing. It was supposed to play while we all had our hands on our hearts, but it didn't play, so Steve Kenton started singing it himself live. I think he planned the whole thing.
Well, I tell you what happened.
I wish I would have recorded that.
You mentioned that. The entire locker room began singing, and it created one of the most genuine locker room moments that I have ever witnessed in any form of wrestling that I've been involved in. You had friend, foe, good guys, bad guys united in song, and it was it couldn't have been a happier accident. But once that happened and the crowd heard them roaring from the back, it added an air of magic to the evening. So it just goes to show you, sometimes when malfunctions and mistakes happen, if you know you do something spontaneous, sometimes it works, and it's even better than what you had planned to begin with.
Even Penny Wright was singing.
That damn dog.
Yeah, now, does this mean Swink's out of a job now, or is I don't think he's going to travel all the way down south, so what happens now? Did you pay him yet?
That's the thing. Swink and I get to work for about 2 weeks at a time, and then the company folds.
Know all about that.
But Swink's got some pretty good opportunities coming up. I'm excited to hear you do the voicing of the kaiju when you do that. I think that's going to be outstanding.
Well, we'll see what happens with that, but supposedly I have my finger on the pulse, but I don't know about that either.
Well, you saw the one of the ringleaders of the pulse.
Yes, he was in attendance. I was surprised that he showed up. My favorite part, though, was when Mitch Blake saw him.
That was good.
What did Mitch Blake say? Because you know everybody who's listening may not know what you're talking about.
He calls him
Mitch
Twan.
Blake.
That's my favorite thing. Twan.
Mitch Blake came out for his match with Steve. Well, actually, before he murdered Steve. And then he looks at Antoine Clemens and says, "What the are you doing here?"
What the fish sticks are you doing here?
Yes.
Twan
and
was
I was
in the house.
I was standing there, and I was trying not to laugh because I could hear him. I was trying not to laugh because I'm standing right next to the camera. I didn't want it to pick up me laughing. But it was,
you know,
it was pretty fun.
Okay. You know, we kid Antoine because of some of the circumstances that occurred. But, you know, it was good to see him. It was great hanging out with him. I got the chance to hang out with him at IPW recently. You know, he still has big plans. He's still walking a mile a minute and talking even faster. So we'll see what Antoine has on the table pretty soon. And I'm sure it'll be interesting, if nothing else.
Well, I guess I can give a cheap plug to the Kaiju Attack Wrestling, I suppose, since I'm on here.
Now, is that
Why
returning
not?
From the dead, or is that like this is like a special event?
Well, this is going to be a special show. I don't know if this is going to be like like the return permanently. But this is going to be a, as of now, it's a one shot deal here. It's on Friday, January 31st, and it's going to be at Rizzo's Bar and Inn, which is right across from Wrigley Field.
So there you go. There's some interesting news. Swing has got a deep affiliation with the Attackers. You know, his show is sponsored by the Attack, and he'll be doing hopefully some work with them. So we'll look forward to seeing what they have to offer. I mean, you know, there's plenty of room in the pool, as I've said right along, for everybody to enjoy and create and dazzle the fans, and that's what I think they want. And you know, good for them.
Kaiju usually hibernate in the winter time, so this will be interesting.
Well, someone you're familiar with, Steve, is actually going to be on the show. They just announced Savannah Stone will be appearing on the event.
You know, I'm a big fan of Savannah Stone's. I know a lot of people were rubbed the wrong way by her when she did her GPW thing. But, you know, she's phenomenal talent. She's going to be at Warrior Wrestling, I believe I saw. So, you know, she and her man, Mr. Brady, they're all over the place. They travel, they make videos, they do things. So they do work, and, you know, who knows? You know, you may see her on a Monday, Tuesday. No, it's not Tuesday. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday now, isn't it?
No, it's every day of the week. Right, exactly. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at this point.
Great.
On Sunday, everybody pretends to go to church.
Or they have a pay-per-view for $9.99.
Right. So, in fact, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm watching the Thursday wrestling show while I'm talking to you.
See, someone asked me how does Swink last Saturday. Someone said, how does Swink keep up with all that? And I said, he multitasks. He sometimes watches two or three shows at the same time. Right now he's on the phone doing an interview while watching a show.
He's like the Rain Man of wrestling, no doubt about it. Swink, your overall thoughts of the final installment of this company, Nowhere to Run?
Well, I thought that it was a really good turnout for the show. I didn't see an empty seat in the building, so that was good. I also thought that, it was an enjoyable show from start to finish. I think the fans really enjoyed it. They definitely enjoyed the outcome of the show. Much more in comparison to last month, that's for sure.
Well, that didn't have to hit me upside the head with a frying pan to know that.
But, no, I thought that the Plague versus the N-Words was great. It was great to see that six-man tag. It was great to participate, I guess you could say, in calling that match. I thought that was a great match. Fans were happy when you got your comeuppance.
But, you know, I did make him bleed.
Yes.
So I should get some credit, right?
Yeah. We'll give you that one.
I mean, I didn't do
also,
the testicular claw because I never had a chance.
Yes.
Because, you know, it all happened in the blink of an eye. I don't even remember half of it. I think I was concussed several times, however. And I still have his handprints on my back.
I believe it. But also, we saw Cypher win the speed pass and then win the title, shockingly. And I think the fans are happy to see that. I think Cypher is going to be a great champion. I really like that guy. I was talking about it on my show this past Tuesday, which is that wrestling show every Tuesday on evolutionpop.com from 7 to 10 p.m. Central Time.
I call in at 9.
Also available on SoundCloud as well. So you can listen to the podcast if you missed this week's episode. Yes, and the Macho Ghost calls in at 9 p.m. every week, and we do something called Wednesday Night War, where we break down the battle between AEW Dynamite and NXT, WWE NXT. And then recently we've been talking about NWA Power as well, so I think that's going to be a new thing now where we talk about NWA Power. But back to what I was saying, I talked about this on my podcast this week about the show, and I was talking about Cypher, and I was like, well, I'm going to break kayfabe here a little bit. I really like Cypher, and I think that he's a good kid, and I think he's just really hungry to work anywhere and everywhere. I know he's trying to get his foot in the door in as many places as he can, and Yeah, I really like him. I think he's got a good head on his shoulders, and I think that he's got a pretty bright future.
What'd you think of the controversial ending to the ladies' match?
Yeah, that was a bit confusing, as there was a double pin there. We weren't sure who actually won and who, if the title changed hands. There was a lot of confusion there because both ladies had Casey Dillon's shoulders down talking about Miranda Wright and Sky Blue there, and the referee never awarded the title to either one. Did raise Miranda's hand, but Miranda did not get the title, and there was no announcement from Jamie Olsen, which, by the way, great to hear Jamie Olsen doing the ring announcing again. They never should have replaced her in that other company, by the way. And
I agree.
And
I still want $100 a show.
There was a lot of controversy as to what happened there. So, you know, hey, that's one of the things, like, going into 2020 with GPW, it's like, what's the status of the women's title?
It's like a cliffhanger.
Exactly.
And did you enjoy, I mean, the one positive moment for the new standards was the arrival on the scene of the amazing Amazon, Natasha Crane, and ACR as the new standard Terminators, and they took the sideshow and put them through the earth.
That was the only team of Steve's that won. Cough, cough.
Yeah, that was the only match that the new standard actually won. Well, I'll take that back. Metalhead won, but then, you know, ultimately lost, I guess you could say,
the end
of the night. But, this was my first time seeing Natasha Crane. I had seen ACR on video, but this was the first time I actually got to see her in person. So I knew she had a bit of a, reputation coming in. So I had seen her before. Just, this was the first time I got to see her in person. And, you know, I liked what I saw from both ladies, and I thought it was a good match. And the sideshow, of course, is beloved everywhere they go. And, you know, they were handing out all of those damn red noses. They ended up all over the ring and everywhere by the end of the night.
Soaked in Mitch Blake's blood. It was like a horrible Dracula Crunchberry thing.
What'd you think of Turtle's triumphant return to Vision title status after the Bruise Brothers worked over the Brothers T?
Well, you know, I'm a friend of Sweet T, so you know, it sucks that he lost the title, but I do appreciate the cleverness of Turtle disguising himself as a fan. And what was it, Chuckled Charlie? And then sneaking in and surprising Sweet T and taking the title from him. And obviously the fans love Turtle. He's one of the guys that's over, brother, if you will. And so it was good to see him win the title back, and I know the fans loved it too. So I thought that was a fun moment.
I don't mean to interrupt here because I know Swink and Steve are having a good conversation, but I'm looking at the clock, and there are 13 minutes left in the show, and I'd love to run over, but I know Martez has to tune in to another show right away, and I want to make sure that Turtle and Steve get their final thoughts in before we go off the air.
Turtle, you want to make some final thoughts?
Basically, you know, this year was tough for everybody. Even me, you know, when I got injured in June, I wasn't sure if I was going to come back. It was a very scary thing. It kind of messed my brain a little. And it did affect me in that match with Jason Hayes, because I feel like I could have done a lot better. Let's just say Turtle in March would have been a better opponent for Jason Hayes compared to last month. But, you know, I'm glad I had that match with him, and that was probably the highlight for me this year, not counting, the time of my life in the beginning of the year, which was fun. You know, we went through hell this year, obviously, with personal issues throughout the company. But I'll say this, GPW as a whole did a lot for me, and that's why I gave back. That's why I did my damnedest to make sure we kept going. Even though I had a little help from Steve. We helped each other. This isn't over for GPW. When we do things down south, we're going to do it big. I know what it's going to be like down there. I've been down there already for IWA Productions. I am their Battle Royal Champion. And fans love me down there just as much as they love me up here. And I think we're going to be successful down there. But I will say this, I'm not done up here. I'm going to continue working up here as well as down there. And you never know where I may end up. And I could end up anywhere. And no one's going to stop me from going anywhere either.
Wow, there you go. Turtle summed up a year of change in very eloquently. And it's a bright future for the man that works harder than anybody. I guess I you know, the year was kind of a crazy one. It started off hot. We had some difficulties. We lost some good people. We made changes. Certain things changed. Certain things stayed the same. Like any year, like any person, like any company, you go have good times and you have bad times, and it's how you weather the storm that proves what kind of ilk you are. And, although we had some low moments, we had some really high ones too. And, I wouldn't change it. You know, I learned a lot, got to do a lot. It was exciting. It was nerve-wracking. It was stressful. I hated it. I loved it. All the emotions ran the gamut. For the people that left, they had their reasons. And, you know, when you have reason to do something, you believe it, and it's what you need to do. So I would never fault anybody for making a decision like that. It certainly was rough at times. I certainly had anger at times. But, you know, in the end, as I walked out of Posen for the final time Saturday night, I took a step back. I took a look around and made peace with it. So I don't know what's going to happen for me in the future, but you know, like the video said, I had the time of my life, and wouldn't change it, wouldn't trade it. And the haters, they can hate it all they want. They can call me a joke. They can call me ridiculous. They can call me fat. You can use whatever word you pull out of the thesaurus. But you know what? With the opportunity I was given, I thought I did it to the best of my ability, and I'm proud of it. And I'm proud of the guys and gals that worked with me. I'm proud of the fans that came to support us each and every month, and I'm proud of what we did in the face of adversity. So there can be wars, there can be hatred, there can be spite, there can be bad feelings, there can be bad intentions, all you want. But in the end, the cream rises to the crop, or the cream rises to the top, I should say. And, at the end of the day, we put out a fine product that I am proud of. We told great stories. We had great fun. And, I'll miss it. But, I'm sure that the run down south will be equally spectacular. I'm sure the venue is going to be wonderful. The champions that are going down there, Jack Moody, Jake Andrews, the Turtle, Cypher, Miranda Wrights, all of those are fighting champions that people are going to love down there. So I'm excited for the Southern Illinois people, because what they're not expecting what's coming. And when it gets there, it's going to create a lot of waves down there. So I hope that I can take a little credit for sending the company down there in at least a exciting fashion. And Lake Forest Cup, that's all I have to say about that.
Man, oh man, oh man. Now, real quick, Swink, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. I got to switch over real quick. Martez, are you listening? Martez, is there anything you got to say before the show hits the airwaves and floats off into outer space?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to pause and thank Steve for allowing me to be a part of this GPW movement these last few months. Without knowing him, I wouldn't be able to be a part of it. So I just want to thank you, Steve. I want to thank you, Macho Ghost, for the time you have been doing on this show. Just want to say thank you. I don't have nothing much to say, but thank you for letting me be a part of GPW in this, in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Martez, there would be no us without you. So we thank you for rescuing us from the burning embers of Jed and letting us do something special for this year. It's been a privilege. It's been a pleasure. No rings were harmed or stolen in the making of these episodes. And we thank you for doing this with us every week.
No problem.
Let's see.
We got 5 minutes. We got 5 minutes. I'm glad there were rumors that some people, some haters were going to call in, and I was begging them to do it, but they didn't. So I guess I'll have to hold on to what I have to say a little bit longer.
Well, you know, guys, it's the final show of this. This is the end of the GM reports and the GPW Weekly and the New Standard Weekly. Yes, that all ends here. It all ends tonight, and it was a great run. Having the Macho Ghost as part of the team was fantastic. Having Turtle call in as often as he did and be part of the show as a co-host was great. Getting to hear from the Swink from time to time in a medium other than that wrestling show is always a treat because, you know, he's about as good as anybody, if not the best at what he does. So we had a lot of great components. We had a lot of great interviews. I mean, we interviewed Marche Rocket, Casey Dillon, Mitch Blake. We had all the guys. We interviewed Metalhead and Cypher, and we had a lot of fun with a lot of people. Samuel was interviewed on this show. So we did a lot of good things. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs. We had some tough moments too, but overall this show is way more than I ever thought it would be. And to think that it ends forever is not exactly true, because we will be back in 2020 and we will have a new show that we are very excited about. It will return hopefully sometime in January. So it's the end of this show, but we've got something new that we will be doing in the new year. So don't cry too much for us, though we leave you for a couple of months, but we will be back. The Ghost will return. Martez will return. I will return in a different way. And, you know, hopefully the Turtle will be available to jump on from time to time, and hopefully the Swink will join us from time to time. We might have another co-host that will drive you a little bit, quote-unquote, wild, shall we say.
Ooh.
So, the new show in 2020, at least right now, you guys, we're pretty happy with what I thought, that name I discussed with you earlier. Are we happy with that?
Yeah, go for it. Make the announcement.
Martez, you happy with it?
Absolutely.
All right, so in 2020, GPW Weekly goes away, but the Gorilla Position podcast will take its place, and we'll be very excited to bring you a very different take on your favorite world of wrestling. We're going to go deep inside. We're going to go to a lot of shows, and we're going to take a lot of tape, and we're going to play a lot of tape, and we're going to talk to a lot of people. So if you like this, you ain't seen nothing yet. Gentlemen, final thoughts before we wrap.
I'll just say thank you. I'm lucky to be part of this, and it's all about you guys. I'm just here because I happen to know Steve, and he owed me a favor. Thank you, and thanks for all the fun and support I've gotten from everybody else. A pleasure, as always, meeting Martez and the Turtle, and I know Steve and Swink. I'll see you on Tuesday. Thank you, everybody.
Turtle?
You know, this show actually helped me out a lot. You know, I was never great at promos, and this has helped me greatly. I'm still working on it, but I'm only going to get better thanks to this show. Thank you, Martez and Steve, for having this. This was fun. And if I can just give some advice to the whole world out there listening right now, the whole two people. Sorry, Steve, had to go there.
Yep.
If there's chaos... don't be a part of the chaos. Just let the chaos ride out. Don't be part of the problem. Don't even be part of the solution. Just let it ride out.
Don't. Wise words from the turtle. Martez, let's wrap
just
this
don't.
Package.
Finally, the Rock has come.
Finally, the Rock has come back. We got a laundry list of people to thank tonight. I want to thank Stacey Sparkles. I want to thank Booker T. Beware or whatever his name was. Nacho Ghost for being here every week. We want to thank Martez Ale, the Minister of Sound, for doing a great job week in and week out. I want to thank the Swink. I want to thank the Amazing Turtle for being as amazing as always. Thanks to Stacey. Thanks to all the fans. Thanks to Robin for calling in. Thanks to all the guests we've had this calendar year, and they've been many. Thanks to Marche Rocket, Tom Heisman, Samuel, Mitch Blake, Miranda Wright, Casey Dillon. The cast goes on and on. I want to thank GPW owner, Mitch Blake, for giving me the opportunity to live dreams and then beating my ass. I want to thank the fans for coming to these shows, and I want to thank you for listening. It's been a delight. It's been a pleasure. I'm signing off now for good as general manager of this company. I had a great time. It was the time of my life. And we will catch you in 2020. We'll see you on the flip side, everybody. Good night. God bless.
Wee-wee.
We had that night. We had that.